You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria continues to record low numbers of coronavirus cases, giving residents hope that further restrictions may be eased ahead of schedule. The state's confirmed 3 new cases of COVID-19 and reported no deaths, with a number of mystery cases without a known source dropping from 13 to 10. But health officials are investigating what seems to be a rare case of coronavirus reinfection after a man tested positive in July and recently retested as positive for the virus. Premier Daniel Andrews says the case is being treated with caution.
The case is being managed very cautiously and further investigations are ongoing. So it's through an abundance of caution that we're assuming that that is a positive case rather than that person shedding the virus sometime after their original infection. There have been very, very few reported cases of reinfection around the world, but it's also the case that persistent shedding over a long period of time can be a feature of this virus. This is understandably frustrating for everyone involved, whether this is in fact a positive case or not, but we do take a very cautious approach.
Meanwhile, the CEOs of some of Australia's largest companies, including Wesfarmers, the Commonwealth Bank and BHP Billiton, have issued a joint letter urging the Victorian Premier to reopen the state's economy. The letter says the current restrictions are unsustainable and they're calling for a careful and staged return of office workers and the small businesses that provide services to them. Victoria's retail sector is expected to reopen on November the 2nd or earlier, depending on case numbers, but not all big business owners agree. Speaking to the ABC, trucking magnate Lindsay Fox says a cautious approach is needed.
To the Premier's credit, he's had the balls to stay through the problem that started and he's carried it through, where other people all around the world in every various country have now got the second bite back 3 times worse than the first round. You know, look, I'm not Labor, I'm not Liberal, I'm an Australian who loves my country and I'll do anything for it. I'm quite prepared to stand up and support the Premier of the state, because this is a fight that none of us have ever seen.
A community backlash has forced the Victorian government to reverse a decision to allow people to attend horse racing meetings this weekend. A deal was struck to allow 500 owners and connections to attend the Moonee Valley Racetrack on Friday and Saturday. Hundreds of Victorians, including high-profile personalities, took to social media asking why only 10 mourners can attend a funeral but hundreds can attend a racecourse. Victorian Racing Minister Martin Pakula has admitted to making a bad judgment.
It was a mistake to have initially made that decision, and I think it was the right decision to reverse it and to do that last night and to apologise, which I've done. I understand that Victorians have been living under a restrictions regime that has been very tough, and it was the wrong call.
And South Australia is seeking a reciprocal travel bubble agreement with New Zealand to allow people to travel without quarantine both ways across the Tasman. South Australia yesterday lifted its quarantine requirements for incoming travellers from New Zealand and allowed direct flights to resume. But anyone wishing to travel from South Australia to New Zealand is still required to isolate, which Premier Stephen Marshall would like to see changed.
I'm writing to Prime Minister Ardern, telling her about how well we've done in South Australia, the very, very low risk here for people that have spent time in our state, and hoping that we might be able to go one step further than where we are at the moment, so that people returning to New Zealand won't have to do that 14 days of quarantine.
Religious congregations of up to 300 will be allowed to attend services in New South Wales from Friday after outcry from religious leaders over inconsistent restrictions. Rules around staffing will also be relaxed for gyms, with a COVID safety marshal only required when more than 20 people are inside. New South Wales recorded 2 locally acquired cases in the last 24 hours and 8 in hotel quarantine. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the state government still needs more people coming forward for testing before it can further ease restrictions.
Yesterday we had done 7,401 tests, but to 8 p.m. last night, people have heard the message and came forward, so that we had 14,932 tests last night, but still not good enough. For us to be continuing to open up our state, Our community needs to be with us on this journey in a very serious way. We need to have people go out and get tested with the slightest, even the smallest possible symptoms of a cold or flu.
Queensland has recorded one new COVID-19 case as the Deputy Premier plays down fears a freight ship north of Brisbane may be carrying a new strain of the virus. Health Minister Stephen Miles says it's too soon to determine the genomic identification of the strain that infected a crew member aboard a ship anchored off Malulaba on the Sunshine Coast after authorities prevented it from docking in Brisbane. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.